Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Crack open a book. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well, Mikey.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You
too.
You're the book person.
I'm one of the book people. Yeah, Jenna from Time Out.
BFM. We have a couple, I guess.
It's two of us. Yeah.
But a good book is worth keeping forever and ever and ever. I love books.
Books are great. Yeah, they're our friends.
What do you got for us?
So today I've got this memoir, Art, Sex, Music, by Cosy Fanny Tutti. Look at her, she's a babe.
She is a babe. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. Could you pass that over here so I can have a look?
For all you listeners, babe.
This is new.
It's brand new. It just arrived in the shop. It's just been released. It's brand new. So easily my music book of the year already.
Oh, that's a big call.
Isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. So for
wow.
listeners who might not be sure, Cosy Fanny Tutti... Member of Throbbing Gristle also.
Member of Throbbing Gristle, yep. Amazing group of individuals that were in a kind of really challenging kind of experimental music from the late, well, from the 70s, really. And then
quite at the forefront, though they were.
Quite at the forefront. Art kind of performance, really confrontational, really out there group, really groundbreaking, amazing, amazing group. And all of them in that group were really interesting, and we know a lot about Genesis Piorage, the front man of that group, and he's a real egotistical kind of front man, as, you know, front men kind of can be, but sort of out there at the
Never
front.
Never happened
do you know,
before.
Do you know when I first really got to read, there used to be a magazine called Mondo 2000.
Yeah.
Did they mention that in there? They talk about that? I used to really dig that magazine.
I didn't across that.
He was quite big in that whole vibe.
Yeah. So, but you know.
Smart drinks. No. I remember that being advertised a lot in that.
That's right.
Sign of the times.
Yeah. Smart drinks. Remember them? Yeah.
Are you smarter because of them? No.
It's like energy drinks. Yeah, are you faster because of them? No. Anyway, sorry, back to the book.
I think you've had a couple.
We have. Two coffee supremes.
But it's great to get Cosy's story because, you know, as the typical narrative, you know, like the really smart, intelligent, creative kind of woman in the background kind of keeping the engine room going and propping up the ideas, you know, and we know a lot about Genesis, so it's really good to get her kind of part of the narrative. And, you know, there's been so many good, strong music memoirs by women that have come out in the last few years. You had Viv Albertine, Kim Gordon, Grace Jones, and this is another really, really strong addition to that.
I find a lot like music docos as well. Some of the ones that I absolutely have been, you know, floored by, gobsmacked how great they are. And books as well. Oftentimes by bands or artists that you may not even know about. But yeah. you learn so much about the industry and about the creative process and just about the you know, when you can really feel the passion and the electricity come off the page sort of thing. Wow,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, that's some of my most favorite things that I've come across, like even though I didn't know a wee bit about him, John Lydon's from the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, that's great.
That's an amazing.
Do you mean the Filth and the Fury?
No dogs, no.
No blacks, yeah. No dogs. Yeah, that is such a classic. That is really.
Thank
good.
You, Chris, who put me onto that.
Yeah, great book. His new one, Anger Is an Energy, isn't quite as good, but still.
Still but, great. As opposed to Duff McKagan, who I was telling Sarah how much I fell in love with Duff McKagan, I probably have sex with Duff McKagan.
He's a bit of a dude.
The Motley Crue one's fantastic.
They shouldn't be alive though. since you brought that up, when you're all ready for it, the Al Jorgensen one makes Motley Crue look pedestrian.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, I've got. You can have a look at my copy if you
I'd
want.
Like it's, to.
Makes Motley Crue look pedestrian. I swear.
Does he
God.
Talk about his synth pop background?
Yeah, all that stuff.
I love that
right,
stuff.
Yeah, all that. That's another thing. If you don't, you know, even if you don't know Ministry or Al Jorgensen the various labels he's involved in, even, you know, as close as Trent Reznor sort of thing. Then you're just finding out about how people. Yeah. have got to where they've got to in that industry is amazing. And this book's obviously the same.
This book is like that, you know, because it's an amazing insight into an amazing artist. You know, she actually worked in art and music, and she was also a pornographic model and a striptease artiste, and just, you know, really kind of challenging people.
That's about the best way you can describe those two jobs, pornographic model and striptease artiste.
Sure. Really challenging kind of people's ideas about morality and sexuality. And this is kind of in the 70s. And a Tory MP really famously called her and Throbbing Gristle, you know, these people are the wreckers of Western civilization.
Turns out, no, they weren't. It was you guys. Conservative MP.
Put that on your poster.
I think it's a really important book. You know, I ripped through it.
It's a good size book too, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually didn't want it to end. And it's just hugely inspiring, really fascinating. And she actually talks about in the intro that she was she's an artist. She's an arts practitioner. She talks about in the intro how she was researching for an exhibition and she went in through her old diaries. And she actually has documented her whole kind of life in chronological order. And it was all kind of there. And that's why.
It's a bit fastidious of her, isn't it?
That's why there's so much detail in here. And also, you know, without the kind of hindsight, really, you know, so it's all right there. Really, really interesting.
It's pretty outstanding because if you'd lived a life as she had, you'd forget a damn lot of it.
What are you saying, Sarah?
I was really impressed.
What are you saying? You're saying
just busy, lots of stuff.
Not when you've documented it in a diary.
Exactly.
Which is such a girl thing to do.
Oh, come on.
How many guys, you know, that keep a documented, like a, you know, ideas you jot down, but
all of the wistful poets? All of the old
both
male wistful, yeah, both of them.
Really?
Byron.com.
No, yeah. You know what I mean? That's handy she did that then, isn't it? Because you can refer back to it. Why have a memory when you can just refer back to it in the diary?
It's a bloody juicy read, really. It really is. And she's just one of the most amazing women.
Book's title again, please, Karen.
It is called Art, Sex, Music by Cozy Fanny Tutti.
Cozy Fanny Tutti, who, as well as Throbbing Gristle, has been part of an outfit called Chris and Cozy, which what's this track called, Terry?
This is called October. Any particular reason why you picked this track?
Oh, it's just a really great, lovely synth pop song. Chris and Cozy have been together since the 70s. He was in Throbbing Gristle as well. And they've been married ever since. And they still create music together.
Aww.
They're kind of my dream couple.
Aww.
Thank you, Karen.
Dream music couple, yeah. Thanks.
That was Loose Reads.